This is episode 2 of Simply Presenting.
So welcome back. Our first session was an introductory one, and we were looking at what we want to try to achieve when we're presenting, which was clarity of content. We talked about connection with the audience and adding colour to the material and to the delivery. We talked about how we were going to do that, which was via our 4 P's, point, plan, props, and personality. And we introduced the core philosophy of naturalness. In this session, we're going to embark on the first P, which is ensuring that we have a clear point. But clearly, there's no point having a point unless that point is relevant for the audience, if you get my point. So this session is all about knowing your audience. And we're going to look at why do we need to know them, what do we need to know about them, and how we're going to gather the information that we need. So kicking off with why do we need to know the audience? And I want to put the question to you. How many times have you and your colleagues walked out of a meeting wondering why you were there, why you were frankly even invited? The presenter may as well have been talking about the mating habits of jellyfish for all the relevance it had to you. It was frankly a waste of your time and ultimately, therefore, a waste of the speaker's time as well. What we want to make sure of is that we are not doing that to other people, that we are not doing that to our audiences, that people walk away with a clear sense of purpose and meaning for them. Admittedly, it's not always the presenter's fault. Quite often, we're given an incredibly broad brief. There's a problem that arises because people often come to us with this generic brief along the lines of, oh, please come and talk to us about yourself or your department or your project or something you're working on, your area, your company, your proposal. And it's so broad that we need to take a scattergun approach. We just need to cover everything that we think is relevant in the hope that something's going to be useful and meaningful to the audience. So what I want to suggest here is that it's your right and in fact your responsibility to act like a precocious 4-year-old and ask why. Why do you want to know that? Why? Why do you want to know that? How is this relevant to you? What decisions are you going to be making based on this information? We don't want to be the passive recipient of this brief. We want to take control. We want to take leadership. We need to push back and we need to understand where that audience is coming from in order that we can make an informed decision about what information stays and what information goes when it's time to prepare for the presentation. So why do we want to know our audience? So that we don't waste their time and ours. In terms of what we need to know about the audience, we want to know as much as we can just about who they are and what goes on in their worlds and what their life is all about. You want answers to questions along the lines of the stresses that they're facing, the challenges that they're facing, what their priorities are in the world at the moment. What's their level of knowledge on this subject? How do they feel about this subject? How do they feel about this issue? Do they have any preconceived ideas? Do they have any concerns, fears, or doubts about this topic or about our organisation or our business unit? Do they even have any concerns about me personally? Have they got any history there? What are their needs and expectations of this meeting and this presentation? What types of people are they? What types of personalities are they? Are they detail people or are they big picture people? Are they outcome focused or are they people oriented? I know it's a cliche, but ultimately what we're saying here is we want to walk a mile in their shoes. But how are we going to get this information? How are we going to go about gathering as much information as we can? There's clearly a lot of information on the internet these days, so if it's an external organisation, we can look up as much as we can about them online. Beyond that, if it's someone internally, for instance, or a client who the organisation has a history with, maybe we can talk with some other people who've worked with this person before or with this group of people before and pick their brains, sit them down for a coffee and understand more about the people we're going to be speaking to. But the most powerful way, of course, of gathering this information is to ask the audience directly. And I mean that in advance so that we send them an email, make a phone call, or if it's important enough, organise a pre-meeting meeting to get together with them and find out what you can about their worlds before you present to them. There are very few people who are going to argue with the fact that it's going to be better use of their time, more efficient, if you know more about them and can therefore tailor the presentation for them. So if you shoot them an email saying, hey, I've got a presentation to make to you next week. We're going to be covering off on this topic. Here are some of the issues we're going to be talking about. Can I get an understanding in advance of where you currently stand on this issue, what you currently know about it, and what you would like the focus to be? And you can ask them for either a meeting or a phone conversation, or you can ask them to answer via email, but try and get some of that information in advance. Absolutely worst case scenario, if you have to, if you've had very limited time with them in advance or exposure to them, you can always ask them on the day. So if need be, at the beginning of the presentation, you can do something as simple as a show of hands to get an understanding of how many people know something about your product or your organization. Or you can ask them for some experience and say, has anyone had experience with this particular idea previously? And get them to start feeding back some examples of that to you. Now, that's not ideal because you're now going to have to do some tailoring on the run, but it's better than nothing. So if you can find out in advance, that's ideal. If you can find out on the day, well, so be it. Something is better than nothing. But one way or another, try and get some information. Try and find out something about them in advance. So three things we've covered. We've talked about why we want that information, and that's so you don't waste their time and yours. We talked about what you want to know about them, and what we've said is, it's a cliche, but you want to walk a mile in their shoes. And how do we do that? Frankly, wherever we can, we ask them. Bottom line is, the more you know about your audience, their world, and their point of view, the more relevant, meaningful, and ultimately influential you're going to be.